Pick our place. It's your time. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. Receive what? Victory in that battle. That's right. Something is happening up there. Something is happening up there already. At the count of three, receive your victory now. All manner of deliverances, all manner of interventions, all manner of breakthroughs. Demons will check out. Afflictions will disappear. Graves will open. Yokes will break. Prisons will open. In the name of Jesus, receive that victory now. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Open your mouth and pray. Man, Wave your hands and give him the praise. Diverse miracles, diverse encounters, and diverse deliverances took place. But we'll take them at the right time. Right now, give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a shout of victory. And be seated in the presence of the Lord.
You are the honor, you are the supply. In grace, in fire, in mantle,
amen,
in voice, is released now. It's released upon someone right in the crowd. Fire! New phase of impact. New phase of manifestation. New phase of global and generational impact. Fire! Shida ya 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 ya. Larisha baraga daga laga ya 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 ya. Limitations lifted. Limitations lifted. Limitations lifted. Season of announcement. Announcement beyond what has been. Fire! Lipa parada ya 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 ya. Fire! Fire! Leperete sike diga lita rata sanada. Beyond what it is, I speak into this assembly here today. Your voice shall be heard in your generation. And the same, that's right. The same mantle that has just dropped here is dropping everywhere right in the crowd. A season of announcement. La ya 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 ya. La ya 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 ya. A season. I speak to your life. I speak to your career. I speak to the. That's right. Something is dropping wildly among the choir right there. Leperete sita lita rata yada. Leperete, receive it. A new phase. A new phase, a new opening, new manifestation. Yes. All over this place. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. Every devil that says your voice should not be heard, that devil is arrested right now. Every devil that says your impact should not be felt, that devil is arrested right now. Every demon of limitation and resistance over your life is arrested right now. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. Something is happening. Zaratana Manadaya. Oh, pray, Amada, pray in the Spirit. 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 Leya yada ribidaya salayadabaya. Le papaya da 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 da. Le perete sekedigada. Le perete sekedigada. Le peretiza rome na galera. Tema na gazali. Le peretiza rodi balara. Teka da da. Le peretiza rome galayatis. Rome galayatis. Kile bene di alosa. Shaka le teremia la lahasha. Zoro to saka la 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 la. Yes, 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 yes. Listen. Somebody is coming out of the prison right now. Somebody just stepped out of the prison, out of the cage where the enemy kept you. Cage of financial cage, marital imprisonment, career cage. You are out of it now. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. You are out. You are out. You are out. You are out. 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 Thank you, Master. We give you the praise. We give you the adoration. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. First Samuel chapter 17 and in verse 41. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistines cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine, I'm going on, please move on fast. All the way to verse 52. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you, take your head from you, give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. Somebody said, the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Shearim, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Tonight, every Goliath that followed you here shall be forgotten forever. Every demonic Goliath that will not let you rest, they will meet their Waterloo tonight. I am not speaking as pastor now. I am speaking as battle axe. He told me, he said, thou art my battle axe and weapon of war. So I'm not standing here tonight just as a person. I am standing as a weapon. And I am here to announce to you today, the forces of hell and the armies of the enemy shall be demolished tonight. There shall be no memory of the forces of darkness that will not allow you to rest. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say, refuse to be a person tonight. Decide to be a weapon tonight. Decide to be a weapon tonight. Decide to be a weapon tonight. So we can demolish the enemy tonight. Decide to be a weapon tonight. So we can demolish the enemy tonight. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I am available in your hands tonight as a weapon. Take your seat. Jeremiah 51 verse 20. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms, and with thee I will break in pieces the horse and his rider, like Pharaoh, and with thee I will break in pieces the chariot and his rider. Something is about to break tonight. Subject is, the battle is the Lord's. Objective is understanding the battle of the hour. Objective number two, understanding the weapons for the battle. The story of David and Goliath, that is Dunamis, Acharalea, Otenugu, God bless you, and all the locations. Please show them so they can see themselves. The story of David and Goliath is an age-long Bible story that originated from Sunday school days. It's also important to note that Goliath will always rise up from time to time, from generation to generation. David. The Goliaths will always target the Davids. Or the Goliaths will always target the people of God from time to time, from generation to generation. And what is the battle between David and Goliath? It is the battle between good and evil. It is the battle between light and darkness. It is the battle between life and death. Good and evil. Light and darkness. Life and death. The battle between love and hate. The battle between righteousness and wickedness. The battle between God and Satan. What am I saying? It is a battle between those who follow good and those who follow the path of evil. It is a battle between the children of light and the children of darkness. It is a battle between those who love life and those who distribute death. It is a battle between those who love love and those who love hatred. It is the battle between righteousness and wickedness. It is the battle between God and Satan. It is the battle between the circumcised and the uncircumcised. It's an age-long battle. It did not start today. So don't be shocked.
But I have good news even before I go far. That evil is never a match for good. And darkness can never overcome light. And wickedness can never triumph over righteousness. And death can never kill life. And hatred can never drown love. Is God speaking to somebody here? I want you to lift up your right hand and say, we win, we win, we win. Say it like a believer. Say, we win, we win, we win. Say, under all circumstances, in every condition, whatever the devil does, we win, we win, we win. The Goliath of death in Nigeria, the Goliath of bloodshed in your family, the Goliath of scarcity and shortage, the Goliath of premature death, the Goliath of frustration, tonight shall be the obituary of those Goliaths. If you are saying amen, you will say amen like you are a believer. Before we go far, what is the agenda of Goliath? If you read 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 8 to verse 11, he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall you be our servants and servers. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. I disgrace Israel this day. I reproach Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Look at verse 23. They were dismayed and greatly afraid. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of God, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him. And we are so afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that is come up surely to defy Israel? Is he come up? And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach of from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Who is this non-covenant vagabond? Who is this bastard child of a bitch that is here to defy the armies of the living God? I better die than to watch this man live. Something is happening tonight. What is Goliath after? What is the agenda of Goliath? Number one is the wastage of lives and destinies. Goliath is a blood-sucking demon. Listen, and Goliath is not just an entity. It's not just a personality. Goliath is a principle. Goliath is a phenomenon. Goliath is a situation. It's the wastage of life, the wastage of destiny. It's bloodshed. Bring me a man, I kill him. Goliath is a killer. And we have the Goliaths and Goliath situation in our nation today. Call them terrorists, call them kidnappers, call them killers, call them bandits, call them any name. Sponsored by their demonic bigger Goliaths. But if the Goliath of the Bible fell, the Goliaths of our nation shall fall tonight. That amen is not a good amen. If the Goliaths of the Bible fell, the Goliath in your family shall fall tonight. Every every blood-sucking altar, anywhere they are located, whether it is in the Aso Rock Villa or it is in the North, wherever the blood-sucking altars are located, sucking blood of human beings, tonight they are catching fire.
Take your seat. The last time the devil wasted life in your territory shall be the last forever. Goliath's agenda is the wastage of lives and destinies. So there is cry every day from Enugu to Kaduna to Niger to Benue to Borno to Yobe, all across board to Zamfara, to everywhere. Goliath said blood should flow, but his blood will flow tonight.
Somebody scream the loudest, amen. Somebody scream the loudest, amen.
Number two, Goliath represents national or generational captivity and enslavement. Goliath is out to enslave a nation. Goliath is out to enslave a family. Goliath is out to enslave a life. He said, if I defeat him, you will become our servants. You will become our slaves. There are people in this country who think that a particular group of people are a slave to them. They fail. They failed 1,000 times. Am I speaking to somebody here? Goliath is out for enslavement. He's out for captivity. There are those who want to enslave your life, enslave your destiny, enslave your family. I am anointed as an axe, a battle axe tonight, to demolish those demonic Goliaths of enslavement. Somebody shout, power! Whatever makes one tribe think that they are superior to another is demonic. It's a demonic error originating from a schizophreniform illness, psychosomatic disorder, madness of the highest level. Whatever make any religion think they can suppress another is insanity from the pit of hell. And that insanity shall return back to where it came from. Whatever make any region think they are superior to another region is madness, is insanity. And the insanity shall end the way mad dogs end. Goliath is enslavement. Goliath is captivity. Goliath is subjugation. Goliath is the subjection of one people by another group of people. I stand there anointed by the fire, the mantle of God, apostolic and prophetic mantle of God. And I say today, Goliath shall not survive in our nation. Goliath shall not survive in your family. Goliath shall not survive in your community. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Take your seat. Before this message is over, I want you to get angry. What is Goliath? Number three, what is the agenda? It's national and generational reproach. Shame, disgrace, national, generational, reproach, shame, disgrace, ignominy. Goliath is out to undermine the dignity of a people. Goliath is out to undermine the greatness of a people. Goliath, he said, I defy you. I defy the armies of Israel. I disgrace you. I reproach you. I shame you. If you are a man, fight me. What level of shame have certain group of people brought on this nation? Shame! Shame, 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 shame. One leader was crying out, and somebody called him and said, "Are you not part of the leadership? Why are you crying out?" You see, "I am helpless." "Are you not part? You are part of those who are in authority now. Are you not the determinant of security in the land? So what are you talking about?" I say, "I am helpless." Shame, 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 shame. A great nation reduced to a pauper nation. Global headquarter of poverty. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? They travel outside the country for medical treatment. Travel to go and enjoy themselves in Dubai. And there is no shame in their head. No shame. You see good things outside, you can't bring it home. They travel to America. They travel to London. They travel to Paris. They travel everywhere. They are enjoying good security there. They are enjoying good order there. They are enjoying good traffic there. Everything is working there. Then they return back home as if they are crazy. Only a madman can watch his house in disorder. Clothes scatter. Everything scattered. And he considered it normal. Shame. Am I communicating? The shame that they have decided to bring on the land. Somebody comes from America to come and bury his father at home. They kidnap him in Nigeria. Somebody comes from the UK with his wife and children, and then they kidnap wife and children. Terrible thing. Until they vow they will never near Nigeria till they die. And their citizens, they will never near here till they die. They carried a little girl, naked her first. She was screaming to father and mother. Nobody could help her. Wicked people. They said to the man, "Make two choices. Can we rape you or rape your wife?" He said, "I'm not rich. I'm not..." Said, "This is a cursed country. It's their own country. They will never say, 'Don't bring my dead body here.' I have no business with a useless country like this. Your offense is that you visited your country. To the point where you want to call yourself a Nigerian, in some places you are ashamed. Am I communicating at all? They're watching everything happening and going wrong, and they are still seated there watching and moving about pride. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? But we serve a God. We are serving a God. Every group of people that have decided to increase the disgrace of Nigeria, Jehovah shall disgrace their generation. Every group of people that have decided to bring bad name to this country, Jehovah shall disgrace them and disgrace their generation. Somebody shout power. One of the first times I traveled, I went to Singapore, went somewhere. The question I asked myself, I said, "Do our people come to these places and they see things working? The very, very useless thing is that they go and buy houses there. They live there. Do holiday there. No brain. To say, do everything to make sure your home is like this. You know, iniquity corrupts mentality. And many of them are consulters of familiar spirits and shrines and altars. And those who follow idols are always dull.
very dull. Very dull. Brain's not working. But I announce to somebody here, and I announce to our nation, I announce to someone here in here tonight, every Goliath of shame, Goliath of disgrace, Goliath of ignominy in our land, in our lives, in our families, tonight they shall collapse.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
What is the agenda of Goliath? National shame, national disgrace. What is the agenda of Goliath? Number four, it's national and generational dread, terror, fear. Keep the whole land in terror. Keep the whole land, the climate of fear, the climate of anxiety, the climate of uncertainty, the climate of distress.
The Bible said in verse 11 of 1 Samuel 17, the people fled. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Men became women. Women became children. Children became, I don't know. That is what the devil wants to turn this country into. That is, people are moving, they are not sure. When somebody got to wed in a state, and on his way back with his bride, they captured them. Just finished joining them. They captured them. That is their honeymoon. In captivity. Terror, dread. Am I communicating at all here? And that is the realm of Satan, the devil. But tonight, we decree, we shall not live in our land in fear. Will you say amen like you're a believer? Every Goliath of terror, every Goliath of dread, every Goliath of anxiety, every Goliath of dismay in our nation shall die tonight. Shall die tonight. Shall die tonight. Shall die tonight. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen.
Is God speaking to somebody here?
A soldier met me, he said, he has fought in the Northeast before. He's returned back. And the condition he met there, they are still sending him back again. He wants to retire. He wants to resign. He said, I don't want to waste my life like that. Are you following what I'm saying? Four stars. He said, I can't waste my life anymore. He said, the situation is terrible. He said, the last one, I just escaped with the skin of my teeth. Ambush in front, ambush behind, calling for reinforcement, no reply. Am I communicating? If a man holding gun is afraid, a man trained to fight, is now afraid to stand in the fight. What about normal people? Not one, not two, there are plenty. Listen to me today. But there is a God in heaven, and that God is going to give us victory. If you believe that our God is going to give us victory, lift your voice and shout the loudest amen. If you believe God will give us victory, lift your voice and shout the loudest amen. If your God will give us victory, lift your voice and shout the loudest amen.
Take your seat. Terror shall not swallow our land.
Number five. Agenda of Goliath. is disgrace and reproach to the name of God. That is, the enemy in your path, where until they say, where is their God? That is, in your personal life, in your personal journey, as a nation, how can Nigeria have the largest Christian gathering in the world? And yet it's almost like the headquarters of terrorism. The number one, the fourth deadliest terrorist group in the world is now said to be in Nigeria. And two of them are on the world's terrorist list. That is terrible. That is, if you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 or so, Nigeria is on the list. Two from Nigeria on that list. At the same time, it is the headquarters of the Holy Ghost Congress, where millions gather. The headquarters of Shiloh, Winner's Chapel, where people gather in mass. Site of the Glory Dome, considered to be one of the, let us be modest, one of the biggest dome church built in the world. Yet, in that climate, among others, the devil say, where is their God? That devil will see our God. That amen can be better. That devil will see our God. That devil will see your God. In this season, the devil will see your God. In this season, the devil will see our God. That devil will see your God. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Look at somebody by your side, say that devil will see your God. That devil will see our God. Take your seat. Number 6, agenda of Goliath is the confrontation of divine authority and power. Beside trying to reproach the name of God, Goliath is daring the power of God. Because when David spoke, Israel said, this uncircumcised Philistine is defying the armies of Israel. David said, it's not the armies of Israel he is daring. It's the armies of the living God. You people can't see beyond yourself. What this man is daring is not you, it's your God. To take it further, when Goliath met David, he took the battle from the physical into the spiritual with all his weapon. In verse 43, he cursed David by his gods. And the Philistines said unto David, am I a dog that you should come to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. In other words, this is God versus God. Small letter G God trying to contend with big letter G God. Supernatural versus supernatural. Altar against altar. And if two altars jam, the lesser altar must bow. The altar that is smaller must bow. Somebody shout power! You thought that some of these people are using just physical boldness and physical weapons? No. They went to their altars and occultic shrines. Very, 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 that Christianity is, I believe, the only faith in the world where people don't use other things to support themselves apart from God in heaven. Others are, that is, native doctor and them are the same. Even worse. We heard of some of this terrorism thing that will go to a school, kill everybody and drain their blood inside Jericho. For what purpose? What has that got to do with what they went to do? Because that blood needs to service the altar. The blood-sucking altar that sent them. Am I communicating? When you see some people in the physical daring you, there are powers that is behind that daring. A giant is fighting a small boy, yet he is calling his God. A boy he can kill, he can finish naturally. Because the battle is supernatural. Am I communicating? The altar of terrorism in Nigeria is catching fire right now. You cannot sit down and say that amen. Lift your hands and say in the name of Jesus. The strength of wickedness, of banditry, of terrorism, of kidnapping in Nigeria, the demonic strength, the demonic altar of terrorism, the demonic altar of wickedness, of kidnapping, the demonic altar of banditry in Nigeria, and you high priest of those altars, in the name of Jesus, catch fire, fire, now! Open your mouth and say it 1 minute, catch fire. Blast in tongues 1 minute. Catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, and catch fire now. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, everything that has ever been done against my life, against my family, from any altar, whatever is done against Nigeria, from any altar in Nigeria, and altars outside Nigeria, all you altars, you are set on fire. Now! Wherever those altars are, whether they are in Sierra Leone or in Guinea or in Senegal or in North Africa or in Egypt or in Libya or in Sudan or in Arabia, wherever these altars are that has any influence on Nigeria, we command you to catch fire. We command you to catch fire. We command you to catch fire. Every altar in the places of power, in the wilderness, in the Sahara Desert, wherever you are, remoting the destiny of Nigeria, you are set on fire now. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. We'll round off shortly and then pray. Question: what is our weapon in this fight? Number one, the refusal to fear. Fearlessness. The refusal to fear. Because fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Job said, the things I greatly feared. I think it's Job chapter 3 verse 25. It's come upon me. David told his kinsmen in verse 32 of 1 Samuel. He said, let no man's heart faint because of this man. Let no man's heart fail. Don't let fear overwhelm you.
If you allow your heart to faint,
then you are gone. Was it not in Philippians chapter 1 and in verse 27 or 28 where he said, in nothing terrified by your adversaries. In nothing terrified by your adversaries. Don't let killers frighten you. Don't let terror terrify you. In nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition. But to you is your salvation, that of God. Do you know what it means, that passage? It says your fearlessness commits God to their destruction and commits him to your preservation. See it again. In nothing terrified by your adversaries. This fearlessness is an evident token to them of their perdition. It is proof positive that they shall be wasted. When you refuse to fear, it is proof positive that they shall be wasted and you shall be preserved. It's to them an evident token of preservation and to you, salvation. Yes, it's a receipt of their defeat. Evident token. Am I communicating? Wake up, hit the road, anoint yourself, take the communion, make the declarations, and be on your way. The roaring lion may be roaring. The Bible said, he's seeking whom he may devour. That means not everybody is devourable. Whom he may. Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus. Say it, in the name of Jesus. I reject the plague of fear in this land. I cannot fear. I shall not fear. I refuse to fear. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus. You spirit of fear. You climate of fear in this nation. In the name of Jesus. Die now! The refusal to fear. Number two, strength from previous divine intervention and deliverance. We draw strength from previous divine intervention. Oh, yeah. And deliverance. Strength. David said, the God who delivered me from the lion and the bear. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 35 and 36. That God has not died. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Nigeria has been at junctions of confusion before, and God delivered us. There was a man who sat somewhere overnight and slept and could not wake up. I'm sure you know the man. He was a heavy man. What he was ready to do before God touched him, you can't imagine it. What he was ready to do before God took him out. Big churches in the country were already marked, including on Lagos Ibadan Express Road. Jehovah said, on your marks, get set, report to eternity. there was a president who was sick. The country was in a limbo. We didn't know who was in charge. Confusion was everywhere. People wanted to take advantage of that season to do terrible things. Jehovah stepped in and said, I solved the matter. He has done it before. He has done it for me before. He will do for me again. You, the God of my testimony. Lord, I receive my next testimony. He has done it for me before. He has done it for me before. He will do again. You remain the God of my testimony. And Lord, I receive my. And Lord, I receive my next testimony. Listen to this. You remember the young man who testified? They lined them up with AK-47. They carried them back in Ladi Polytechnic. The mother is a widow in this church. You remember the story? And all the guns failed. All failed. The man came here. Both of them came to testify with his mother. A week later, the head of the gang came to meet him. I said, what power do you use? Can you introduce me to that power? He says, Jesus Christ. I'm interested. He said, because since that day, the guns have not worked. Since that day. Not only could we not fire you, we couldn't fire anybody anymore. Shortly after that, they were arranged out of sight. They arrested them and arranged them out of sight. Escorted them from the land of the living. Deleted. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Another one on our Benin Expressway. Kidnapped inside the bush. You are always there to help. She was singing. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there. You are always there for me. Even when I can't feel you. Even when I cannot trace you. I still have faith in your word. That you are all. Her head was down. She lifted it up. Next place she found herself was sitting on the expressway. Beside military checkpoint. Testified on this altar. We have heard many of such. Every time the devil tells you how terrible the things are, charge up your faith with what has happened before, with what God has done before, both in your life and in the life of this assembly. And if he can do it before, he can do it again. If he can do it for one, he can do it for another. Can somebody shout the loudest amen? If you are shouting, shout the loudest amen. Lift your right and say, Father, you have done it for me before. You have done it for us before. You will do it again. Take your strength from previous divine intervention and deliverance. Number 4, 3, strength from the covenant. Abrahamic covenant. The covenant, the new covenant that was ratified by the blood of Jesus on Calvary, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked him for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Uncircumcised means non-covenant. How can somebody who doesn't have a covenant with the living God determine my existence on earth? How can somebody who is taking the breath, the oxygen of my God, deprive me of mine?
I prophesy upon you today. Victory by the blood of Jesus. That is your portion.
Every one of us, we are on a 3-day fast. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Give the Lord the praise. Monday the 3rd, Tuesday the 4th, Wednesday the 5th. Wednesday the 5th is preservation service. With bottles of oil, with communion points of contact, to make demands. You know, when Nineveh was going to be destroyed, the people fasted, destruction disappeared. When the Jews in Persia were about to be eliminated, they fasted. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. Their enemies died instead. So bear that in mind. Strength from the covenant. Number 4. What is our weapon against Goliath? Number 4, I title it Stones from the Brook. What are these stones? They are revelations. What are these stones? They are insight that you receive from the Holy Ghost. Someone say amen. The brook represents the Spirit of God. The stone represents light from Scripture. Jesus is the living stone. He's the lively stone. He's a living stone. Isaiah, speaking about him, said, he said, behold, I lay in Zion a stone. I think that would be Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. Can you check it for me? Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. Peter said that Jesus is that cornerstone. A sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. And who is Jesus? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Step into the Holy Spirit and locate stones. Gather light from Scripture and fire it at the devil. I shared something with our pastors this morning, yesterday morning, from Isaiah chapter 27, verse 2 and in verse 3. He said, in that day, sing ye to her. To who? A vineyard. What is the church called? The Lord's vineyard. What vineyard? A vineyard of red wine. What is the red wine? The blood of Jesus. It is the church that Jesus sanctified with his blood. And we take that red wine every Wednesday, midweek service. In that day, sing to her. If it is a vineyard, and if it is a vineyard of red wine, sanctified by the blood of Jesus, then verse 3 is going to happen. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment in case anybody hurt it. I will keep that vineyard night and day. That is one. For your personal self, locate several from Scripture. When the enemy comes like a flood, you say, hey! When the enemy say, hey, you say, hey, hey! When he say, hey, hey, you say, hey, hey, hey! When he say, hey, 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 you say, hey, 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 hey! Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus. One of our pastors said somebody sent him a text, and the person told him he is a killer, and that they have given him assignment to come and kill him. He said, what shall he do? I gave him the passage, Genesis 35, verse 5. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they could not pursue the sons of Jacob. I said, you are not a candidate, you are not pursuable. I gave him Leviticus 26, verse 6. You shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of your land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. I gave him Isaiah chapter Psalm 105, verse 12 to 15. When they went everywhere, he allowed no man to do them wrong. He rebuked him for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I gave him 1 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 13. Who is he that can harm you when you are not following evil? It should be followers of that which is good. I gave him Philippians 1:28. In nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition. After he saw the scriptures, he calmed down. If the man texts you again, reply him in tongues. The name the man called himself was a wicked name. By the time he finished with the man, that was the last. That was the last. One of our sisters here, she's here in this service right now. Somebody said that they have given the contract of your family for me to wipe all of you out. She said to me, I said, pray in tongues and text it. Text the tongues. That is his reply. Shatakabaras. S-H-A-K-A. B. B-A-B-A. R-A-S-H. When the man, you see, there are things that can make people run mad first. He tried to read it. He tested back. He said, madam, I'm sorry. I think I must have the wrong number. He said, I think it's the wrong number. It's not you. I'm sorry. It's wrong number. Read it now. P-U-R-U-T-U-T-U. G-A-R-A-S-H. G-A-S-H. Read it. Interpret it. If your mind is normal, I'm not of God. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? I prophesy upon somebody here. That light that will disarm the devil is coming your way right now. That light that will disarm your enemy is coming your way right now. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Say it like a believer. A louder believer's amen. What is our weapon? Number 4, the name of the Lord of hosts. See, I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies of Israel. Verse 45. In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. By the supper of thy good ointments, your name is as an ointment poured forth. Therefore, the virgins love thee. There is an anointing on that name. When the name is invoked, an anointing is released. And we shall call the name tonight. Number 6. Bold, authoritative faith declarations. Bold, authoritative faith declarations. No matter what happens, never agree that you can be wasted. Deciding the outcomes of the battle before you even fought it. In verse 46, David began to prescribe to Goliath, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. I will smite you. I will take your head from you. And I will give your dead body. In fact, the dead bodies
of the Philistines this day
to the fowls of heaven
and to the wild beasts of the earth,
that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Somebody say amen. Listen, the people of evil in our land, they shall not see our end. We shall see their end. That amen is too paralyzed. The forces of witchcraft, the altars of your father's house, they will not see your end. You will see their end. All those who want this nation destroyed, they will not see the end of the nation. The nation will see their end. Like ogagazazash, la waga tenio fadiago amamansazadi. Zueneta ayayata so. Ozono alafi enega yada yamatoa zaviana gagazazaita. Loyem muate zaviani gagayalala zonzomat. Zonzomati dieleviana gagazazaya na malayan zozomatala. Le watala yagaga sito peta manadua. Ala watada ishekoana magaya talitaya. Zeoka atalewa amanagawa. Eswe temi iatoanima. Iatoanime wa paraya katagazada. We shall see dia. Stand up on your feet, sister. Oh, sat. Le koziata. Jawa patie mi amazazido lo ajete via gaga zaza la tiata paraguaja na matitis zote pada gayeto manala fayatazi di
lebe okua jajanini atakala gayaga didazi jola neteo agaz anatea la das zadi kelite de barua zanda jote la tana sata lani tomanazi jawa tani ekewa zamanande. Levozina daya gadianaza dayalalu o Joani minayana gagazazeni atala la tazide yotoni miadazi juama watizi zini gagayato dozo jumetedi yazana na yatada jondo abana zana na yatido o Joala papadi zezi anataluwa gaga le yatizi otuatada gagazazayete la yatata zigata joni etelite zite latao jama manatafiti. He said that his plan can never be at the mercy of the plans of the wicked. He said his agenda cannot fail because of the agenda of darkness. He said he will take them in their craftiness. He will take them by surprise. He will come from an angle they will not understand. He will visit them from above and visit them from the side and visit them from beneath. Their resting place shall become their battleground. The place where they thought was the place of their rest shall become the place of their war. Kingsmen shall fight kingsmen. Friends shall fight friends. Swords shall be turned against each other. Until they know that the Most High rules in the affairs of men.
And giveth the nations of the earth to whom he will. He said, a mystery shall come upon them. A mystery that is too strong for them to understand.
Ewasadi magalievada seto agabanaji. Lewasaparane telebiana gagalaadish. Le peretasi. He said, as they have mobilized forces against this nation, as they have mobilized nations against this nation, he will mobilize forces against them. He will mobilize forces against them. And their memory shall be deleted from the land of the living.
Listen to this. Isaiah chapter 31. Them, verse 1. That go down to Egypt for help. That is the places where they have gone to acquire power against our nation and stay on horses and trust in chariots. because they are many, and because an enhorsement, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he is also wise and will bring evil, and will not call back his word, but will arise against the house of the evildoers. God is arising against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of them that walk iniquity.
Now the Egyptians are men, the people they think they are trusting, the mercenaries, and the people they hire to kill this nation, and not God. And their host is flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that is helping them and he that is being helped shall fall down together.
I didn't come here with this passage. It came out of that tongues now. Look at it.
But he that is helping,
both those that give weapon,
go and finish them. And those who give them, they shall fall down together. They shall fail together. For thus hath the Lord spoken unto me, like as the lion and the young lion roaring on his prey, when a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him, he will not be afraid nor of their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Nigeria.
He said, when a lion is tearing flesh, scream at him, he won't move. He said, that is how Jehovah will descend. The Lord of hosts will come down to fight for Mount Zion, the church in Nigeria, and for the hill thereof. As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Nigeria. And defending also, he will deliver it. And passing over her, he will preserve it. Lift your hands and give the Lord the praise. As birds flying, so God is going to use the power of the air. He's going to use angelic forces. He's going to use physical flights. Masha toko baga dega laga yada varadisa. Stand up on your feet. Let's appreciate God for what we just received. Stand up on your feet. Liparadagazagadagalaya. Open your mouth and pray. Masaredo suna manayalala. Leparana sana gayada. Leperete sina gayaya. Leperede keze galayala. Lebarana maya baya baya la 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 la. Bala baba na baya la 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 la. Leparana maya ya 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 ya. Leparana ya 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 ya. Lepa ya 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 ya. Lepa ya 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 ya. Leparata sana gaya ya ya ya. Leperete sete ya na gaya la la la. Leperete sita lina maya gaya la la la. Leperete sete lebera ya la ya la. Leperete siko kola ya ya. Repa papa pala ba ya la la la. Repa taka ya 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 ba ya. I want some people on the microphone because we are going to pray this passage. It's prophetic for this time. Look at what the Lord said from verse 7 of that same passage. For in that day, every man shall cast away his idols. That is, their charm will fail. Their altars will fail. And his idols of gold, which your own hands have made unto you for a sin. Then shall the Assyrian, the wicked killers, fall with the sword, not of a mighty man, and the sword, not of a mean man, shall devour them. I'm sure you know the sword of who shall devour them. They shall fall with the sword, not the sword of physical fighters, the sword of El Shaddai. He shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall be discomfited, and he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear. And his princes shall be afraid of the ensign, said the Lord, whose fire
is on the altar of the church, and his furnace is in Jerusalem. And he shall pass over to his strongholds for fear, and his princes shall be afraid. Lift up your voice and say, Father, thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word
to us tonight.
To us tonight.
Arise.
Arise
in battle.
In battle.
Over the destiny.
Over the destiny
of our nation.
Of our nation.
Say, Father,
Father,
verify
your word
to us today. In the name of Jesus.
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 Let your word
in Isaiah
chapter 31
from verse 1
all the way to the last.
Let that word
come to pass
concerning
the forces of darkness
in Nigeria.
Let your word
come to pass
concerning
the agenda of wickedness
in Nigeria.
Let it be, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Tired tonight. If this was what we came here tonight to do,
There is a point I didn't give to you. What point did we stop? There is a point I didn't give to you. How many points that is on our weapons? Point number 6. We reached number 6, right? Number 7. What is our 7th number? Yes, I'm going to 7 now. Handing over the battle into the hands of the Lord. Every time the battle seems to be beyond power, handing it over to the Lord. He said, for the battle is the Lord's. Verse 47. I am not going to fight this battle. I don't have capacity for this matter. And when God takes over, it is over. When God takes over, what happens? Stand up on your feet right now. We are going to do some aggressive war songs for the next 5 to 7 minutes. After that, we'll take another 7 minutes to 10 at the most to establish this point for both our nation and our families. Let me tell you, in the course of praying, already God has shown a lot of revelations. When we begin to take testimonies of divine encounters, even if it was not an encounter pertaining to you, but it's an encounter pertaining to the nation, also let us know. Because I know that the diverse things are already happening. So stand up on your feet and say, Father, tonight is the end of the agenda of the enemy for my life and for my nation. Aggressive praise and celebration of warfare. Let's call it victory praise for the next 7 minutes. Go ahead.
You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hey, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah.
this prayer session. I see some trying to go out, maybe for restroom or something. Whatever you do, don't miss this prayer session. And get your torch light ready. Because we are going to do a prophetic action of flashing light on this nation. But let's go. Go ahead.
Hey! Hallelujah!
and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy for my life. Father, I come before you today to resist and reject the spirit of fear,
the spirit of fear,
terror, anxiety, uncertainty in Nigeria, in my life, in my family. Oh, you altar of fear. Oh, you altar of terror. In the name of Jesus, catch fire. Fire now! Open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray. Every altar of fear, every altar of terror, you are set on fire. 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 Altar of fear, altar of dread, altar of terror, you are set on fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight I make demand on your intervention for my life, for my family, for our nation, for Nigeria. Father, you have delivered us before. Deliver us again. You have saved us before. Save us again from the hands of terrorists, of killers, of kidnappers, of jihadists. Father, save Nigeria now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Of name. Say, Father, say, Father, I invoke, we invoke the power of the blood covenant, the blood of Jesus, to fight for Nigeria. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus, we ask for victory. By the power of the blood of Jesus, we ask for victory over terrorism in Nigeria. Oh, spirit of terror in Nigeria, banditry, kidnapping, bad government in Nigeria, poverty in Nigeria, the blood of Jesus is against you now. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you.
Jesus' name. Say after me, say, Father, your word says, for the sake of 10 righteous people, you preserve the nation. Father, preserve Nigeria from destruction. For the sake of the righteous in this nation, Father, preserve Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Said, David said, I come against you in the name of the God of the armies of Israel. Say after me, say, Father, defend your people by your name. Say, Father, we ask that the name of the God of Jacob will defend Nigeria. Father, we declare that the name of the God of Jacob will defend Nigeria. And now, in the name of Jesus, you battle in Nigeria, you are terminated. In Jesus' name, open your mouth and pray. To make some bold declarations now, and you will make it yourself. I will start and then you continue. Lift your right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that it is well with Nigeria. Nigeria shall not fail. Nigeria shall not be destroyed. Blood shall not continue to flow in Nigeria. Wickedness can never rule over righteousness. Darkness can never prevail over light in Nigeria. Evil can never win good in Nigeria. Hatred can never win love in Nigeria. Today we decree it is well with Nigeria. The plan and purpose and agenda of Jehovah for Nigeria shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. The plan and purpose of Jehovah for my life shall come to pass. Keep on declaring.
shall come to pass. I shall fulfill my days. I cannot die before my time. In Jesus' precious name.